الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم، واذكر في الكتاب موسى، واذكر في الكتاب إدريس. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. All praise and undoubtedly all glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his noble, beautiful family, and upon the noble and illustrious companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam. I've had quite a lot of questions today about today's poster and why we are talking about a hairdresser in the masjid. So bear with me for a few moments and inshallah al-aziz, everything shall be revealed. As you know, we are in the beautiful and sacred month of Rajab, in which the sacred journey of Isra and Mi'raj took place of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Bayt al-Maqdis, and from there onwards through the heavens and beyond the heavens to see the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from all of these stories today, I want to comb through and find one particular incident that will hopefully, inshallah al-aziz, talk about the hairdresser. And it's not the ones that we find on Penny Meadow or the posh ones that are there in Manchester Central, but this is someone extremely special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Azza wa Jal in the glorious Quran, in various places, He mentions and reminds us, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى, that mention and remember and recount and replay the story of Sayyidina Maryam, or that of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, or that of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Idris, and various other prophets, peace be upon them all. And for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ, that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed a book within which is your mention. So often in life, what we want is to be recognized, and we want to be remembered, and we want to be part and parcel of great moments. So imagine you were also mentioned in the book of Sayyidina Maryam, or in the story of Sayyidina Maryam. Imagine your name was there alongside Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Your name there was there with the likes of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, an extremely powerful and strong, tenacious man, Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Or your very mention was there with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all look to these great moments in the world, moments where people achieve the Nobel Prize, the Peace Prize, the Booker Prize, where they look towards the Academy Awards which are taking place, or people achieve the Victoria Cross or an OBE or an MBE, or they find a medical cure, or they in advanced technology or AI, etc. Imagine you've achieved something great, but when you've achieved it, your name is mentioned alongside the great giants in that particular field. But the reality is, we are rarely mentioned because we are just the minority. There's the majority of people, it's only just a minority of people in the world, in society, that stand out. There's only a select few people who are billionaires or perhaps even trillionaires. There's only a select few people who are really at the leading edge of technology, of medical science, and so many other particular fields. We are, as the majority, rarely ever mentioned because we're outshined and outdone by the big fish, by the big names, by the big companies, or by the big personalities. But for this, we need to reflect on something, that just because me and you, ordinary laymen, we are not mentioned here in the dunya. We're not recognized by perhaps all of these great events that take place in the world. It doesn't necessarily mean that we will not be mentioned in the hereafter, in the akhirah. And for that, I want you to remember this month, which is connected to the Isra and Mi'raj. Because within this month, we have the most epic, we have the most celestial, the most magnificent and monumental moment, incident that ever took place in all of creation. Apart from Allah Azza wa Jal creating everything from the beginning, the next most momentous occasion that ever took place was the Isra and Mi'raj, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went through all of these beautiful stages and scenarios and through all of the heavens, the night of Isra and Mi'raj. A sacred journey from one haram to another haram. A prestigious gathering, far greater than all of the UN gatherings, far greater than all of the events that you can imagine. A gathering of all of the nobilities. The nobilities, i.e. all of the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. The nobilities, i.e. all of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the great angels of Allah Azza wa Jal gathered in this particular night, in this particular situation. And this night where a piercing ascension took place and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam pierced through the heavens all the way and beyond to go and see the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is without a doubt, in comparison to all of the events that you can think of in the dunya, this is an unparalleled moment in the event of all of creation. And sometimes they say, hashtag, this is the place to be. You know, something's going on, something's trending, they say, hashtag, you need to be here. But this would be the greatest hashtag in all of creation, the place to be in Baytul Maqdis, the place to be through the heavens, the place to be with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now ask yourself this question, where and how would you and me ever find ourselves mentioned in an event like this? We'd be lucky if ever our teachers or our elders ever mention us. We'd be lucky if, you know, our people that we work with, our bosses, our supervisors, our CEOs, etc., they ever mention, oh, there's somebody here and he does this job, and, you know, just the normal layman workers, the ants of the workforce. So how would we, me and you, ever be mentioned on a night like this, alongside the prophets and messengers, alongside the Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? How would we as human beings ever enable ourselves to squeeze into this particular story and this particular event and achievement of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam? The story that is no ordinary story or moment or achievement, but it is there etched into the book of eternity, Kitab al-Mubin, Kitab al-Hakim, the magnificent and everlasting book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the record of Allah azza wa jal. So ask yourself that question, do you ever think we'll find our mention, our name? But even though we are not in there, there is a hairdresser, which we'll be talking about today, who is mentioned in this most epic of stories of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So imagine any particular worldly event. You have a huge amount of fanfare, you have a huge amount of buzz, media coverage and following and tweeting and hashtag and advertisement and bombardment, so many other things. You have so much praise and glory and awe that this is the outstanding achievement of the century. This is the most breathtaking event. This is the most mesmerizing thing. This person is not even a human being. These are how the world sees particular events in the dunya. But just look and reflect upon that particular night, on that night when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was ascending through the heavens. Something caught the attention of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And what was that particular thing? He smelled something incredibly beautiful, a scent, a fragrance of someone or something that caught the attention. Now imagine you're in the greatest, you know, place in the world, and there's so much cameras and pictures being taking place and shor sharaba, all of these things, everything would be like a blur. You wouldn't really be able to focus on the minute things. Here the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is going through the heavens, no ordinary place where you see the rivers are flowing and you see the angels and you see the luxuries and everything else. But in spite of all of that, one particular fragrance catches the attention of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He's in this other realm where every one of his senses are heightened. His hearing, his smell, his taste, the touch, everything that he's experiencing is out, you know, and you can't explain that. It's something far beyond our imagination, experiences of the heart, experiences of the soul, and also of the body. But the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he stops to take in and enjoy this particular fragrance that he is smelling. And he says to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, Ya Jibreel, Ma hazihi ar-ra'ihatu at-tayyibah. But oh my companion, oh my friend, that you are with me. Jibreel alayhi salam, who has 600 wings, 300 on either side, 600 wings. One of his wings would cover the entire earth. This is how amazing Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is. And he says to Jibreel that what is this most beautiful fragrance that I smell, oh my companion? I've never smelled anything like this before. Is this a fragrance from a particular level of Jannah? Because we are going through the various levels of Jannah. Is this the fragrance from perhaps a cloth of the Prophet, of a Prophet? Like Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam sent his kameez to his father? Or is it something else, some other athal? Is this the fragrance from perhaps the Hurul Ain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the righteous? Is this the fragrance from the angels who are, you know, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is this particular fragrance and where is it coming from? So just try to imagine this in your mind, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam ascending through the heavens, but he stops just for this particular fragrance. And then Jibreel alayhi salam responds, he mentions, he states, he says, هَذِهِ رَائِحَةُ مَا شِتَطِ ابْنَةِ فِرْعَوْنِ وَأَوْلَادِهَا. That, Ya Rasulullah, O best of creation, that this is the fragrance of the hairdresser of Fir'aun's daughter. And it is the fragrance of her children. This is the fragrance that you are smelling. So in that entire scenario of Mi'raj, where the Prophet ﷺ is there, she gets a mention in this most epic of stories, of this most epic of events throughout eternity. This hairdresser of Fir'aun's daughter and her children, it's her fragrance that is catching the smell and the attention of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. She is there being mentioned to the greatest of prophets, being mentioned by the greatest of angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From all of the prophets that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam met, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Isa, and all of the others, and everything that he is seeing and he is experiencing, he is spending this time on this particular beautiful lady and her children. She stands out. You know, when you come to Jumu'ah, it's hard to stand out amongst the 400, 500, 600, 700 people here. You go to a football match of United and it's very difficult to stand out amongst the 50,000 plus. You go to Pakistani airport and you'll be lost. The point is, it's very difficult to stand out. You have to do something extraordinary in order to catch the attention of the greatest of all creation, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. So it's not Sayyidina Asiya, who was the wife of Fir'aun. No, the one who said, رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. No, not that woman, that righteous woman. Neither was it the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. No, but it was the hairdresser of Fir'aun's daughter, and it was her fragrance and her children's fragrance in the midst of this most epic journey. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam smells and questions and then stops and then inquires furthermore and asks Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, وَمَا شَأْنُهَا. What's her story? Do you ever think that we would ever be from those people where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would stop amongst the billions and trillions of people on the day of Qiyamah perhaps, and he would stop and say, who is this person? What is his fragrance? And tell me about his story. Why this particular woman, this hairdresser, he inquires and says, وَمَا شَأْنُهَا? What is her story? How in the universe, as I mentioned, in this journey of Mi'raj, does she, the hairdresser, and her children get mentioned? So Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he then tells the story of this hairdresser. He states that she was a woman who used to comb the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun in his palace. And she was a true and secret believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun wanted everybody to worship him, to say that he is the Lord and he is the Rabb and everything else. But she being in the house of Fir'aun, doing the hairdressing of the daughter of Fir'aun, she still believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one day, whilst combing the Fir'aun's daughter's hair, the comb dropped. And she said, Bismillah. She said, Bismillah. And immediately Fir'aun's daughter, she said, oh, you mean my father, Fir'aun? And she said, no. قَالَتْ لَا وَلَكِنْ رَبِّي وَرَبُّ أَبِيكَ Allah. No, not your father. My Lord and your father's Lord is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Bismillah, in the name of my Lord, in the name of your Lord, in the name of your father's Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal, the one, Rabb Samawati wal Ard, Allah, the creator and the Rabb, the nourisher of all of the heavens of the earth, Bismillah, in his name. This is what she said. Therefore, after that, Fir'aun's daughter, as you can imagine, she said, well, if you've said that, this is your claim, then I'm going to go and tell my father, i.e. tell Fir'aun. And Fir'aun then consequently finds out. He could have just flogged her, punished her a little bit, thrown her out of the palace, or maybe perhaps put her in jail for a short period of time. She was no one. She was no threat to him or his kingdom or anything else. She was a nobody. She was somebody who was dispensable, somebody who was easily replaceable and forgettable. But no, Fir'aun being Fir'aun, his tagabbur, his arrogance, the way that he is, he calls everyone together in his palace. And he puts on this entire stage of all of his minions and his advisors and his subjects, etc. He causes this huge stage. And he says to her, Ya Fulana, oh so and so, oh no one. He doesn't even mention her by her name. He just says, oh no one, you are nothing, you are insignificant. Ya Fulana, wa inna laki rabban ghayri, that you have a Lord apart from me. Qalat, and she responds, Na'am, Rabbi wa Rabbuka Allah. Yes, of course I do. My Lord and your Lord is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She is there in front of Fir'aun, the greatest tyrant of his time in the century. He is there in front of all of these people. Imagine the pressure. Imagine that situation. But she stays steadfast, her tongue and her heart, and she speaks truth in front of him and says, my Lord and your Lord is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Fir'aun, what does he do? He doesn't accept this. He wants to make an example out of her. So he orders that a copper cow, this is how they used to torture people in that time, a copper cow, to heat it up with oil. And then he ordered for her and her children to be thrown into that boiling oil inside the copper cow. So she accepted this, but she said, I will not stop believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will not reject my faith and believe in you. I will continue to say Allah is my Lord. She accepted whatever punishment that he was ready to give her. But she said to him that I have one last request. I want you to gather my bones and the bones of my children in one garment and bury us. That's all she asked. She didn't ask for mercy, she didn't ask for forgiveness, she didn't ask for pardon or anything else. She didn't say, exile me. She said, no, just when you are done with us, take our bones and just bury our bones. And so Fir'aun, he agreed to that last request of hers. And then he ordered for her children to be thrown into that boiling oil, into that copper cow, one by one, until it was the last child in her hand, which was just a baby boy. And that baby boy was still being breastfed by his mother, by the hairdresser. So she naturally, as a mother, as any single one of us, she threw her other children in. without hesitation when it came to that breastfed child, that innocent child. Just like all of her innocent children, she slightly hesitated and she held back for just a moment. And this is the moment when Allah Azza wa Jal enabled that particular child to speak up. And the child said, اقتحمي فإن عذاب الدنيا أهون من عذاب الآخرة. That, oh my mother, rush in, jump in, for the torment of this world is easier than the torment of the hereafter. فاقتحمت. Then she rushed in, but she maintained the oneness, the tawheed, her iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She did not hesitate in her iman. She did not. So the lesson that we learn from this particular story of the hairdresser, who to perhaps to every single one of us is just a nobody, but she gets the zikr, she gets the mention in the most epic and celestial of stories in the night of Mi'raj, and she's narrated by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, and she smelled the fragrance of, she smelled by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam her fragrance. So she was dispensable and no one and nobody to Fir'aun, but we learn from this story, she was priceless to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was unrecognized by Fir'aun, but she was honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was tortured by Fir'aun, but she was rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why fihi dhikrukum, the BBC, and we listen to this story, this mention of this ordinary perhaps lady, but because she maintained her tawheed, her iman, her tawakkul, her yaqeen, her conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal elevated and recorded her and her mention in the greatest moments of history, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was piercing through the heavens on the night of Mi'raj. She was mentioned with great dignity and honor and valor by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, because she protected her iman and she was willing to sacrifice everything for it. This ordinary hairdresser, today we remember her and we shall continue to remember her until the day of Qiyamah because of her iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So going back to the first question that I asked, we all want to be recognized. We all want to be remembered. And amongst all of these Nobel Prizes and so many other accolades and achievements in the world, rarely do the laymen, do the ants and the workers ever get a mention. How would we ever get a mention alongside the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? But this lady, due to her extraordinary iman in Allah Azza wa Jal, she spoke up, she maintained it, and she has been recorded until eternity. So the question for every single one of us is, will you speak up in terms of protecting your iman and the iman of your children? Do you think that you will be mentioned? Do you think the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam will perhaps stop on the day of Qiyamah whilst he's looking at the billions and billions of Muslims and points towards us and asks Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, what is his story? Why do I smell such a beautiful fragrance from this individual? So may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us all to emit the most beautiful of fragrances from our mouths and our hearts, and for us to be recognized by Allah Azza wa Jalla, by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and most importantly by the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khayran. Jan ilanat Hazrat Samad.